This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for just being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I mean that sincerely. You know, before we keep going on, because I keep wanting to come back to this, right? The two guys that are been called out with Giuliani. First, they were called out as Russian nationals, which isn't true. They were actually born in this country. My understanding. I don't know how true that is because I haven't checked it all. But here's the deal. The reporter asked the president if he knows these guys. And the president says, I don't know them. They, well, we have pictures. You have pictures with them. Because I have pictures with a lot of people. Which I think was a bonehead move on the reporter's point, because should we go back? I know I like the what ifs, right? Go back to Billy Bob Clinton and the people that he had pictures with. Matter of fact, I'll even go further with it. Not only did he have pictures with Epstein, he flew on his plane with him to his island. How come they didn't beat him up on that? Yeah, whatever. Anyhow. Right. Oh, what about Obama? How many people did Obama take pictures with? And how many times did he take pictures with the people he didn't even know? Look, for those of you who don't really understand, a lot of times these guys, these bundlers, these people that give big bucks to the president, or any candidate for that matter, they get to take pictures with them on a regular basis. That's what you do. You pay the President Trump, and so did although Obama's was a lot more money, but that's beside the point. They have, especially out in Beverly Hills in California, they have these get-togethers, and they get with people who raise money for them. The celebrities throw parties at their house so that the president can collect money, or whatever group is putting it on can collect money. It's $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $35,000. I mean, President Obama had $35,000 a plate. What are they, bringing the animal in and carving it up right there in front of you? Real fresh meat? Come on, seriously? But that was okay. Nobody complained about that. And he took pictures with all anybody who paid the money got to come in and get their picture taken. So Trump is not getting his picture taken with anybody that anybody else hasn't done the exact same thing on. And yet, because he's in the picture, because they're in the picture, that means he had to know them, he had to somehow be involved. They are grabbing at straws again. It never stops. But it's okay, because we've caught on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. 855-REAL-JOE. Anyway, transgender cyclist Rachel McKinnon, a biological male, dominated the Masters Track Cycling World Championship. Now, McKinnon set a woman's record on Saturday for the 35 to 39 sprint, won a 200-meter gold medal, and then complained about how unfair it would be if he was excluded from competing against biological females. How's that? How do they figure? Now, remember, Dr. Rachel McKinnon, a professor, won last year's women's cycling event as well. The 37-year-old competing in the female 35 to 39 sprint category had set a new world record for best time in qualifying. McKinnon defended his right to compete against biological females and complained about how stressful it is for him to even show up because of all the attention he gets. See, you see what's going on here? These girls, ladies, whatever, have fought all their lives to get a place in these events. And a guy comes along who in some events are much more stronger, are much more built for specific events. They have different body strengths. But we're supposed to believe that none of that matters. Right? The left wants you to believe that there is no male, there is no female, there is no difference between the two, except when there is. Right? I mean, except when they want there to be. That's why I say to you, there's no sincerity with them. There's no foundation with them. They make it up as they go. And if it suits them, then it's right. If it doesn't suit them, then it's wrong. I mean, think about what he's saying here. He says if they take his right to compete against biological females, now, forget the obvious outward parts that you see. Why don't you go Google the two and the differences between male and female bodies? Right? Strengths and weaknesses. See, they say women are more susceptible to osteoporosis than men are. It's almost non-existent in men where it is in women. So my question is, once you start taking hormone blockers or let's say later on in life you decide to make the change, do you now not have the same issues? If you go from female to male, do you now no longer have the same chance of osteoporosis issues? No, you actually do. Any disease that's there for women usually hangs in there afterward, and vice versa, same thing. But he is stating it's harder on him. Oh, woe is me. Look what you're doing to me because of all the attention I get. You should get that much attention. Sorry, not with you on this one. Those ladies have beat their brains out all their life. They have worked hard to earn a place. And how hypocritical it is for us. We, those same parents, those same people, fight for different fields for males and females when it comes to high school and college levels. Because there are differences. And that was the way they made it fair. Is they made the fields, they changed the fields, they adjusted the fields and the playing places for men and women. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. You know what? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. All right. You know, we see this over and over and over again. And people are asked about their favorite politician, who he is, what he stands for, what bill he or she has passed, and they don't know. The thing I love about campus reform on a regular basis is they go out there, they go out into the colleges and areas around the colleges. And they talk to adults. They talk to students to find out if they really know what they're fighting for, what they're talking about, what they're doing. And the one I love the most is, again, when they go on to these Democrat or they go to these Democrat-heavy areas and they ask them questions. And this one, you're going to see through campus reform that, you know, Biden was talking about his track record and what he did and what he's done, you know, to help the country and others. And when you go out in the street and you ask them, you ask people what his track record is, you think they can tell you? Do you really believe that? Do you believe they have a clue? I think you might be surprised. Take a listen.
What do you view as Joe Biden's singular, like, accomplishment you would point to?
I don't know of a specific accomplishment.
But to be honest with you, I'm drawing a blank on what he accomplished.
No.
Anything?
No.
I don't know.
He's got nothing. That's why you can't think of anything, because he's got nothing.
I have an answer for that.
You know, think about it. They can't tell you anything. Not a clue. And yet, let me see, is there any more? Can I pull some more of this? Let's try this one right here. And the more you hear, when he's out there talking to people, they not an inkling. Let me see if I can find. See, I cut it a couple places here. Let's try it again.
Ability to elect somebody that can defeat Trump.
I mean, at this point, it's still the economy.
Climate change. I have kids, and not too many politicians.
Now they're weighing in now on the issues that they think are the most important, because I know. Well, my husband or my wife, you know, if I'm sitting at home, oh, by the way, yes, this right away, I'm talking about another family. If my husband's at home, he can't get a job. And I got three kids at the table I'm trying to feed, right? And all this other stuff. I mean, seriously, the thing I am worried about is climate change. Aren't you?
Speaking up about this.
I would say health care.
Fix the corruption.
Health care is more important.
Climate change is, of course, right at the top.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Not in your life. Climate change is not on the top. Not for me or many other people. When you think it through, what's it cost to do? What does it bring to the table? Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love the way they do this. Because not everybody's on the same page with this stuff. Not everybody's on the same page about, look, I want to know that the economy is going to be secure. I want to know that my kids are going to have a shot after they graduate from college. If they choose to go, they're going to have a shot at getting a job. All right? I mean, seriously. I want to know they're going to have a shot at a decent wage so they can buy a house, buy a car, feed their family. I want to know that China... We're not going to be so indebted to China, we're not going to be able to get anything done. They're not going to keep stealing our technology. That's the other thing I get a kick out of. All these people who really have never been in business don't know what China actually does in the technology world. When you start saying that this is a bad thing, these trade tariffs are... Shut up. Until you're involved in it, you don't know. I saw firsthand in the technology business how much damage China did 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. The way they're stealing technology, reverse engineering products. Then they said, the heck with reverse engineering. They just went, hey, anything you sell electronic in this country, you give us the code to or you can't sell it. Not even we'll hike your tariffs. No. You can't sell it, period. Speaking of Joe Geff, I thought this was funny. I grabbed this one. Joe was getting on President Trump for not being friends with our allies, for not knowing the names of our people suggested that he didn't know the names of presidents in over in the Middle East, over in Europe, overseas. Take a listen.
We're going to need a leader who can, on day one, pick up the telephone, call our NATO allies, know them by their first names.
Isn't that just perfect? Joe Biden, who half the time can't remember where he's at, is talking about them remembering, or Trump remembering, or whoever, knowing the first names of the presidents of other countries. But this is rich.
You had people like Margaret Thatcher, you had people like the former chairman and leader of the party in Germany. You had Angela Merkel stand up and say how terrible it was.
He had no clue. He's still living in the days of Reagan. Now, listen, I'm not making fun of a medical condition he has, but here's the hypocrisy behind this. If you get on my case for making fun of him for having some issues with maybe early, Alzheimer's or dementia, he has no business being president. None. Right? So if you're on my case because I'm making fun of a potential mental condition, and I'm not, then you're being a hypocrite. I mean, the man is calling out Trump for not knowing the names of those people, and he can't tell you what their names are. I'm sorry, you don't find that hypocritical? Oh, God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this is common, though. You never notice that when we go out, when we do these clips, when they go out on college campuses, and the kids don't know, they don't know the accomplishments, the adults don't know the accomplishments. It's perfect. Go see your host, just see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I mean, a lot more. This craziness coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We went through hell.
my administration, people were destroyed, their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House, the president telling Sean,
"To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to be impeached. The only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily."
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, right? I mean, just seriously, just being involved, right? Being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Solution meant, I don't know, maybe that is a word. How do I know? Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I try to do the stories on this show. I mean, some of you sometimes will send me an email about some of the topics. You know, you want to hear about where the economy's at, you know, 24-7. You want to hear about all those guys that are pounding on Trump 24-7. This is not the show for you, because I'm doing it all. Some of these stories, they're flying by at a million miles an hour. You're not paying much attention, and then all of a sudden it slaps you in the head. You go, what's that about? Now, I even got caught off guard with the new law in California, right, making it harder for you to be a contractor, right? I mean, for you to be a subcontractor to somebody or an independent contractor or whatever the term you prefer to use, Lyft and Uber drivers now won't be able to be independent contractors for those companies. Yeah, they're making it almost impossible. And then we were talking earlier about the moms that a lot of moms and dads for supplemental income, they write their freelance writers. They get paid per article. Some of my friends I know, they get phone calls. They go, look, I need a story about Herman Cain. I need a story about Frank Smith. Got to have it today by 2 o'clock. It's worth $25. And they do it. They do the research. They get them done. They get them up. Or, you know, post it up or what have you. And that's a big deal for them. It's a few bucks that they get to make. And now, and I want you to think about that. Some of them do two or three or four stories a week. And they're making a lousy $100 to $150 a week doing some freelance work. Well, they're not going to be able to do that anymore. They're only going to be able to do 35 stories a year. That's almost three a month, right? Almost three a month. Maybe one every 10 days. It just doesn't sound right. It's just wrong on so many levels. But Seattle, they got a whole, you know, this is what the Dems do. If they can't get what they want from you voluntarily, they're going to force you to do it on a regular basis. Right? Seattle's going to tax residents, ready for this one, for staying warm. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. So Seattle set the tax residents for using home heating oil in an effort to move the city away from the dependency of fossil fuels. I love this. The city's Democratic Mayor Jerry Durkin, this is the same person, right, that allows violence in the streets, Antifa to be violent, tells their police department to back down. This is crazy. The city's Democratic Mayor Jenny Durkin is in late September signed a bill into law that would prove costly to those unable to keep up with the emerging home technology. A tax on heating oil for homes will go into effect starting next summer, giving the residents of Seattle less than a year to make adjustments. Right? Now, how much do you think it would cost to convert your home heating system from oil, which I think it's ultimately diesel, right? Some of you can correct me if you want to, but I think it's diesel fuel, which is close to oil. Right, they got less than a year to switch it up. Do you think that's a cheap endeavor? Now, the tax, which some critics deem as a sin tax, it'll be about 25 cents per gallon. Think of that in your cars alone. Right? And this is to push people into a carbon-neutral mindset by 2050. Now, the tax increases on fuel, such as Seattle's tax, and penalizes families and households who can't afford the latest and greatest efficient home heating systems. So you can't go, let me see if this makes sense. You can't go to natural gas. That's fossil fuel, right, in essence. So what are they pushing you towards? Oh, must be solar. So they're going to push you towards solar because that works out so well, right? And you know how expensive it is to move over to solar? Because solar doesn't run your home either. You know that. I just found out really how it works from a standpoint technically. The solar that you generate from your home goes back into the system, the grid, and then the grid doles it back to you for the price that the government agrees that they can sell it at. Not even you. You can't even negotiate the price with them. So here you are, you're generating electricity for the electric company, and they're selling it back to you. Isn't that great? Patrick Dehan, head of the Petroleum Analysis and Gas Buddy, told a local news source that the impact will be most severe on low income, and not all those who use heating oil have alternatives. So they're going to end up spending more money. You know, some of those people that are just living week to week, every other week to every other week, they can't afford to do anything else to their homes, putting money into the house. Again, like I said before, they're trying to keep their families fed, food on the table, right? Keep the house warm. Oh, and then when the solar panels don't work or there's not enough electricity being generated, anybody know what they use? Because they won't let them use nuclear. Right? Natural gas burning plants to produce electricity. Or coal. Or oil. So they're still using fossil fuels to produce electricity, are they not? As part of this law, requirement for heating oil tank owners to decommission or upgrade all existing underground oil tanks by 2028. Now the revenue for the tax will provide rebates and grants for Seattle homeowners to energy-efficient electric heat pumps. They're not energy efficient. That's a joke. They cost tonnage. I mean, heat pumps cost more money to run than air conditioners, for God's sakes. Matter of fact, they're almost exactly like an air conditioner, only they work in reverse. Right? God, this is amazing. The law does propose that low-income residents will see the cost of their conversion covered. God bless. You know what that means? It's still the taxpayer. See, any way you cut it with this program, the taxpayer gets screwed. There is no way around it. Because you're going to pay for it one way or the other. Either you're the person who has enough money to buy the system, or you're the person that doesn't have enough money to buy, and you're going to pay the fees or pay the taxes or pay the fines, whatever they are, and then eventually they're going to come back at you, and you're going to be able to ask for, I don't know what it is, a rebate, a reimbursement, or help. Right? Just amazing. Anyhow, you know, the Dems are very good at calling out Republicans. I talked about this earlier, about everything they do wrong. But again, the Logan Act is something that the Dems seem to never, ever hear about or have heard of until they, unless they were investigating Donald Trump. Remember when he first became president and his people, I mean, private citizens cannot go under the basic part of the Logan Act, cannot go and try to negotiate for the president or for this country. All right? I mean, remember this. And it wasn't long ago that some of these, what some people refer to as deep state operatives, led by the U.S. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, they accused General Michael Flynn of violating the Logan Act, remember, for making calls to foreign dignitaries? Now, the Logan Act was enacted on January 30th, 1799. It's a United States federal law that criminalizes negotiations by unauthorized persons with foreign governments. Right? It doesn't say except Congress. It doesn't say except the Senate, except the Cabinet. It doesn't say any of that. The President has total control of foreign policy. But Pelosi and Schiff, they traveled to Jordan. Right? Because they are trying their own form of diplomacy. This is not their job. This is not what they're supposed to do. They should have been arrested the minute they came home for violating the Logan Act. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll talk more about this after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution and not part of the problem. That's the whole idea, is to be part of the solution. Don't you agree? No, come on, really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time, you know, that you're spending just paying attention, using some of this information. I mean, you really have to use some of this information with your friends. You got to push back on them. Bad news for some of us, for some of you, for some of us-ins. Trudeau is expected to win a second term. I mean, seriously, do these people pay attention? However, from what I've learned a little bit about Canadian politics, I got enough to do with our own. I don't need to learn theirs. Now he is expected to win again, you know, second term. And they're going to win a lot of the seats in Parliament back. Now, it's a little better than was expected. It was conceivable what the liberals were going to lose. There was enough issues going on. That was according to Robert Bothwell, a professor of Canadian history. Trudeau's going to have a command of caucus that will not be as grateful as it was in 2015, he says. Most of them don't feel like they won because of him. Matter of fact, some people feel he got a bit of a boost because guess who stepped in 2 weeks ago and said that only Trudeau would be the one that could push back against Trump. Barack Oblamo gave him his endorsement. The CBC projected that the Liberals won't win the majority of seats in Parliament. We'll have to rely on another party to pass legislation. Now, not since 1935 has a first-term Canadian Prime Minister with a parliamentary majority lost a bid for re-election. So it would have been tough for him to lose this, but I think he's going to see a lot more pushback this time around. And even though, you know, it's really funny because the left didn't make a big deal out of this, right? I mean, he's been a black face, he's been a brown face. It was something that was seemed to be a not a once or twice kind of thing for him, but a way of life for him when he was younger. He had other scandals he had to deal with. Right? I mean, he was caught pressuring the attorney. Oh, my God, can you imagine this? Shh, don't tell anybody. He was caught pressuring the attorney general to halt prosecution of a Quebec company. Right? Trudeau said it had nothing to do with their illegal activity. He was just making sure that jobs would stay there. So you can do whatever you want illegal in Canada, as long as the jobs stay there. You don't give up any of the jobs. You know why? Right? And what's really funny, so here's a guy that's been caught in blackface, brownface, caught pressuring openly, and he admitted to it, his attorney general. And then what happened? There was an article in, I think it was Rolling Stone magazine, some of you might remember, I don't, with a picture of him with a headline that says, "Why can't he be our president?" Because I thought you guys said you didn't want somebody who lied and pressured the attorney general and had all these racist issues in his background. Oh, except if he's one of yours. See, they don't see the hypocrisy behind this. They really don't. I mean, I'm sorry. A sixth grade graduate can see the hypocrisy behind this. One of the comments that he talked about was the chaos behind the populism across the globe. Countries that want to be more national. More like nationalists. Look at, there's nothing wrong with caring for your own first. When you pay taxes in this country, you're not paying taxes to give money to Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. You're not paying taxes to do that. If the Dems had their way, you know, thank God for Trump, you'd still be paying taxes to have abortions done in other countries. We don't even want to pay taxes for them here. Yes, that's right. The majority of Americans don't want to pay taxes, do not want to pay for abortions. Anyway, I'm sorry, I got off on that. We were talking about the, I was talking earlier about the shadow diplomacy of Pelosi and the rest of them. And truly, truly, at its core, violating the Logan Act. But they're not the only ones. John Kerry has done it. Obama himself has done it. But they won't take any of them in. Like I said, look, guys, I'm not going to be a defeatist here, but you are not going to see justice anytime soon. Sorry. You would have seen it by now, right? What are we waiting so long for? Why are we waiting so long for now? I'm going to give, we had Judge Jeanine on a couple of weeks ago, and I asked her during one of the breaks, I said, what are we waiting for here? What is Barr waiting for? And she said, you need to understand that if he gets a grand jury or he gets a jury in D.C., he's not going to get the result he wants. He's got to work this with the evidence he needs to have. He needs to get the evidence together that he needs to take it somewhere else and have a different jury come down on this. He's going to have a different court, a different area, take this stuff up. So I'm going to sit and wait because there's nothing else you or I can do to make this happen. Always the whack story at the end. God, this person scares me. What scares me more is that they found a doctor to do all this. One of the biggest dangers of the left's obsession with treating a mental illness like gender dysphoria as an identity is that where's the stopping point? Some who suffer from this condition, and listen, I'm not saying anything out of turn. This is what the AMA calls it. And other medical groups called gender dysphoria. Look it up. Get informed. Those who suffer from this condition are encouraged to live out this dysphoria rather than seek any help for it. And somehow, some of these doctors have jumped on board, especially plastic surgeons, because they make big money at it. Many of those who seek transition to address their dysphoria, they end up dissatisfied at the end. They have a lot more mental struggles afterward than before. You know, and Walt Heyer has been on the show several times, who's gone through it himself, and now he counsels others thinking about going through it, or ones that have gone through it now regret what they've done. Well, some decided to reverse course and return to their birth sex. Others take it even further in their search to find some kind of fulfillment, such as the case for 33-year-old Jareth Nebula. He was born a female and transitioned to a man when she was 29, and now she identifies as an alien, claiming that she believes that, really, I truly belong on another planet. This is not where I'm supposed to be. But yet, we don't help these people, right? Good for them. This is normal. This is okay. No, this is wrong. And for those of you who encourage it, you're sick. You don't think that this person believes they were planted here from another planet and they want to go back either to that planet or get... How would we know what your body looked like? How would you know what your body looked like? Would you even have a body? The 33-year-old who was born a woman but transitioned to become a man when he was 29 now believes he doesn't fit into any human gender. Then what happens after the alien thing? Going to go trans-species? The barbershop receptionist has even had his nipples removed and shaved his eyebrows to make him feel less human. Listen, if you believe in God... God gave you these parts for a reason. If you believe in Mother Nature, she did all this for a reason. The barbershop receptionist even had his nipples removed and shaved his eyebrows. Jareth, who has named himself after David Bowie's character in Labyrinth, and Nebula like a space cloud, already has 78 stars across his body and hopes to increase this to 333 as three has been my lucky number. Living alone now, I wonder why. He wants people to accept who he is and admits that he would rather be called Thing or It rather than he or she. Jareth, who legally changed his name 4 years ago, said that after coming out as transgender and believing I had finally found myself, I realized that I was wrong. I wasn't male or female or even human for that matter. So if you're not human... So you're telling me people from other planets, they have blood and one heart and kidneys and all this stuff, right? They're exactly like we are. So we have like human types all over the galaxy, or humanoids as some of them called. I mean, seriously, why hasn't anybody helped this person? Article says that she realized that she was wrong after transitioning to a man, but instead of reversing course and going back to her birth gender, I mean, did anybody see this as a path to self-destruction? Anybody? Because, again, it's not transgenderism. Get with the program. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be here all week, so join us.